USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Inflation will cost households on average an extra $5,200 in 2022 or $433 a month, according to Bloomberg. This as President Biden continues to tout the economy.
Since it took office, families are carrying less debt. Their average savings are up. A recent survey from the Federal Reserve found that more Americans feel financially comfortable than any time since the survey began in 2013.
A top Democratic-led House panel will hold a hearing next week on the deadly mass shootings in Buffalo and Uvalde, Texas. The Oversight Committee will hear from a number of witnesses, including a fourth grader at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde. A gunman killed 19 students and two teachers before being shot dead by a Border Patrol agent. This is USA Radio News.
Stress. It never seems to end when you owe money to the IRS. What about the years of unfiled tax returns? Have you tried another tax service and gotten nowhere? Then you need Tax Alliance. Why? Years of being A-plus rated with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints sets them apart. Call 800-624-9275. That's 800-624-9275. Don't wait until the IRS attacks your wages, bank account, your home or pension, and even your Social Security check. Tax Alliance specializes in IRS tax relief programs, including the Fresh Start Initiative, which can finally free yourself from IRS debt. Their tax professionals can file returns, fight the IRS to substantially lower your IRS debt, or possibly even have it forgiven. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call 800-624-9275. That's 800-624-9275.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
Authorities investigating the Texas school shooting have their hands on the gunman's iPhone. However, experts say it won't be easy to hack their way inside. Tech blogger Michael Garfield says Apple doesn't play ball with law enforcement, and that's been frustrating for investigators in the past. In this case, a judge granted permission to analyze text messages, photos, and videos. The phone is being analyzed by both the Texas Rangers and the FBI. The White House is not spilling the beans regarding an upcoming trip for the president.
President Biden may be heading to Saudi Arabia as gas prices soar. He is expected to travel to Europe at the end of June and could add a stop to Saudi Arabia to meet with the leaders. The White House press secretary has declined to confirm if he will be traveling.
Ellie Andrews reporting from the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
The COVID-19 pandemic saw a sharp increase in costly government imposter scams. That's according to new research from the Better Business Bureau. Social Security scams have been topping the scams list since 2019. The FTC also says they're the most reported scam at this point in 2022. With relief funding during the pandemic, scammers also created grant programs to lure in victims. Medicare was the second most popular target of scammers. Since government scams peaked in early 2021, they have slowed, but people lost twice as much money. In 2021, consumers' reports to the FTC showed losses of more than $445 million in government imposter scams, including fake grants, up from just over $175 million the prior year. The Stars will be out in full force this weekend. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has a preview.
Don't forget to stargaze this weekend. You will see the start of a rare five-planet alignment in the night sky. The five planets of Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn will align in planetary order. The last time this happened was December of 2004.
Take our news with you wherever you go by searching for USA Radio News wherever you download your podcasts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.